Three firefighters were killed this week in the wildfire near Twisp, Washington. 3,000 are on the job in the state. Correspondent Anna King has been reporting this week from Chelan. She spoke to firefighter Matthew Blasco of Tacoma the day after he heard the news.
They pulled us, they were about to pull us off the line, and they ended up keeping us online all night long. So we worked 27 hours straight, and then they forced us to come back here and go to sleep.
What are your concerns going out tonight? I see the breeze is already kicking up.
Yeah, it's always a concern, but the biggest concern, I would say, and maybe you can agree with this or disagree, but is whenever we're under red flag warnings and there's already fire on the ground, homes threatened, that can really cause a lot of problems, obviously. So,
you guys know where you're going yet, or are you yet to get your assignment? Or
we're yet to get our assignment, but typically they like to keep us in the same area, especially on night shifts, so that you know where you're at and you've been able to see it and scout it out. And so I assume we'll be in the First Creek area again.
What is it like when you hear that news and then you still have to keep going and working? I mean, can you explain that moment at all? Like, how did that happen? Was there a cell phone call, or did your chief come over and say, hey, this is what's going on? Or
We got the news, the unfortunate news, from our strike team leader, and he had had the opportunity at that moment to take just a five-minute during shift meeting and kind of pulled us together and said, look, this is what happened. We don't know the details, but obviously these things can happen, and you know, we just need to be ultra careful. I try not to let it affect me while I'm working, because then you can lose focus. So you really want to keep your head in the game and just keep it in the back of your mind, but go forward.
What did you think about when you heard that news?
I actually found out about it before, because my wife had texted me, are you alive? They had three firefighters killed and they haven't released any names. And I fortunately just took a quick second and texted her, I'm alive. I'm on the line. I'll call you when I can. And that eased her mind, but it definitely brings your mind back to home and the importance of getting home off the line every night. And when the incident is over and it's all buttoned up and going home and being able to kiss your wife and hold your babies, and I've got three kids at home as well, so it's hard.
Why do you do this kind of job?
I mean, you look around at all these houses just up on these hills, and you look around in town, and you look at down by the water on the First Creek side where all those homes burned up, and you just think about the potential for death and destruction. And from what I understand, nobody died in those fires, but it's such an awful potential for huge life loss, and that's not something you ever want to happen as a firefighter. So getting over here and helping is I think worth it.
Tell me who you're missing right now.
My wife Megan, and my son Cash, and my daughter Aurora, and my other daughter, who's 9 months old, Everly.